Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the Kansas City 17. He's got a first and 10. He gets the snap. He fakes the handoff. He gets a block from his left tackle. Here's a four-man rush. Looks long. Line drive. End zone. Caught. Gronkowski. Back in the end zone. Touchdown, Tampa Bay. Tom Brady has just thrown his second touchdown pass tonight to Rob Gronkowski.
This is BetQL Daily from BetQL.
Continue with the number, our number two of BetQL Daily, part of the BetQL Network. Cody Decker here with Joe G. Joining the show is Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sportsbook don't want you to see. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. You can also hear Brian with Jason LaConfora on Baldy's Breakdowns with new episodes out every week. Just search Baldy on the Odyssey app wherever you find your podcast. Baldy, thank you so much for joining us. What do you got today, baby?
Well, I mean, we're counting down the days, aren't we, until we fire up the engines here. I think the Cowboys are reporting maybe today or tomorrow. I know they'll be practicing on Sunday up in Oxnard, so it won't be long before we start hearing calls like you just led with here to get me here. It's time to pad up and let's get going.
Baldy, we heard from Jerry Jones yesterday talking as the Cowboys open camp. And look, there's expectations again. Year two, Mike McCarthy, Micah Parsons, the first-round pick, new defensive coordinator. Baldy, your thoughts on the Cowboys as they enter the second year of the McCarthy program? A weird year last year. They lose Dak, and then it was almost like, you know, they're out of sight, out of mind, even though they were competitive with Andy Dalton. Do you expect the Cowboys to be a good team this year, year two under Mike McCarthy?
Well, they're going to be better because the offense is going to be really good. You know, they're going to get their two starting offensive tackles back. They played with backup tackles all year. Zach Martin is back. I mean, they'll be better offensively. But they have to be because I don't think just the change of coordinators, you know, on defense right now, bringing in Dan Quinn and letting Mike Nolan go is just the answer. I mean, they've got a lot of young players that they're going to have to count on. You never know how quickly they can gel. But it all starts up front with their defensive front. And you can't tell me that what they're going to field right now is a bona fide defensive front. I mean, this is the home of Doomsday. And there's nothing about Doomsday that you can make out of what they're going to field with their defensive line right now. DeMarcus Lawrence, I mean, he got paid 3 years ago. I haven't seen much of him the last 2 years. And he might be the best of all of them up front.
You know, with this Cowboys team, and you mentioned the defensive side getting young and still probably not up to snuff, but looking throughout the rest of that division, is there another team in that division that immediately, you know, jumps out at you that they can compete with this offense that the Cowboys do have?
Yeah, I mean, I think the Washington football team is a good football team. I think they're doing everything right. I mean, you can pick apart, you know, Fitzpatrick all you want, but the fact is that they have a really good team around him. And he knows it. And so his job is to go out there and make sure the defense does their thing because I think they're going to be outstanding. They might be the best defense in football. And that's going to be some great matchups. Washington's defense and Dallas's offense, you know, and can Dallas score? Because Washington, look, Chase Young is the predator. He's the defensive rookie of the year last year on defense. He's only going to get better. And if you bring in, you know, a legitimate top-flight cornerback in William Jackson and, yeah, Jamie Davis, I expect this defense to be very good. I expect them to be the favorites to win the division, and I think Dallas has to go through Washington to get that division.
Baldy, we talked earlier about the Bucs. They come back and bring almost everyone back from last year's team, which is pretty remarkable. It does not happen in the NFL. Rarely happens with champions for everyone to come back. The Bucs got hot after Thanksgiving. They went on a run. What kind of season are you expecting from them this year? Year two, Tom Brady. Do you think they pick up where they left off and kind of dominate this conference? Or are you looking at more of a team like last year where they're good playoff team, but it's not a total domination all season?
Well, I mean, I think they're going to be really good. First of all, the Saints aren't going to be as good, and they beat the Bucs twice last year. I just don't think the quarterback situation is what it has been with Drew Brees for 15 years. And so I think the Bucs are going to be favorite in that division, favorite to win the division, which is going to get them a home playoff game. They took half the season to figure things out. Then they got Antonio Brown back in the second half of the season. He put up big numbers the second half of the season and in the Super Bowl. So, I expect that team to be very, very good. They returned their starting five offensive line. I had them graded as the third best offensive line of football a year ago, and that was with the rookie tackle who was outstanding, and Tristan Wirfs. They bring all those guys back. And so they're well-coached on defense. The unusual thing about the Bucs returning this year, guys, are, not only do they bring all their starters back, which doesn't guarantee anything, but they bring all their coaches back. Normally when a team wins the Super Bowl and, you're going to lose, you're going to lose your coordinators, you're going to lose coaches. I always think it's more difficult to replace great coaches than great players. And Todd Bowles comes back with that side of the ball, and Bruce Arians on the offensive side brings everybody back. I mean, I think they're loaded for bear to come back and be the first team to, I think, have a real legitimate shot at repeating.
Wow. Well, I mean, sticking with the NFC South, we talked a little bit about earlier about the Falcons, but a team that does intrigue me is the Carolina Panthers. Matt Rhule's second year. What is it going to take for them to actually compete in this division, or is there just no chance of them competing in this division this season?
Well, I think Carolina's going to compete. I mean, if you just look at, I've known Matt Rhule since he, got the job at Temple, 10 years ago. And, you look at the arc of every team at Baylor, at Temple, and I think what you're going to see this year is in the second year, you're going to see the team take off. And if you just look at them, I mean, they're building this thing brick by brick. They just, gave Taylor Moton a big contract. He started 48 straight games for him. Outstanding player. Brian Burns, outstanding young players. Derek Brown. I mean, you look at how they're building it. McCaffrey coming back healthy. A lot depends on, how Sam plays at quarterback. But I believe that the team around the quarterback is getting better. And I think Matt's building this thing brick by brick right now. They've got a solid foundation. They've got a lot of really good young players. And it's a question of coming together. And I think Matt's the perfect guy to build it in the lead. So I don't think they're ready to overtake Tampa by any stretch. But I think they'll be very competitive with New Orleans, with Atlanta, and in the games against Tampa this year.
Brian Baldinger, Odyssey NFL Insider, joining us here on BetQL Daily. Brian, the big injury already, even before camps open, Cam Akers, the running back, second year back for the Los Angeles Rams, goes down. Look at them. They're 12-1 to win the Super Bowl, tied with the Bills for the third best odds. How big of an injury is Cam Akers going down?
I think it's huge. And you can say you can go out and find yourself, an Alfred Morris, and you go out and you find yourself running backs, James Robinson, like Jacksonville did, but I just don't see it. I think he was a real big part of their second half push. He was a big part of their playoff win against Seattle last year. The Rams are an unusual team in that they are a star-built team. About half of their salary cap goes to Matt Stafford, Jalen Ramsey, and Aaron Donald. I mean, their resources go into their stars, and Cam Akers, it was a rising star at that position. And, when Todd Gurley was healthy, that offense was cooking. And it was cooking last year when Cam Akers got going. And I just think it's a big loss. They're the only team in the league that doesn't have a first-round pick on the offense outside of the quarterback. I mean, the quarterback has to be outstanding, and the running back really helped them and would help them this year. I think it's a devastating loss, in addition to losing both coordinators and their offensive line coach, Aaron Cromer, this year.
Baldy, I need your help on something. It's actually a very big personal matter, specifically because I'm co-hosting this week with Joe G here, and we have a blood feud over one person. and it's over who I think is a terrible quarterback and he just can't get enough of. Do you think Kirk Cousins is actually the guy that can lead the Minnesota Vikings deep into the playoffs and potentially to a Super Bowl? Because I'm inclined to say no, never, 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 Joe G.
No, I think Kirk Cousins is doing better. We won a playoff game 2 years ago. They were the ninth best offense in football. A year ago, they would have gotten to the postseason. The defense completely fell apart. I mean, you can't play defense also. The offense is going to be dynamic. The offensive line has been upgraded. Dalvin Cook is one of the three best running backs in all of football. Justin Jefferson, Adam Thielen, I mean, they're going to be really good on offense. Just a question of how quickly can Mike Zimmer get this defense back up to speed. And look, we don't know what's going on with number 12 in Green Bay. But if he misses any period of time, I mean, I'm putting the Vikings as my favorite to win that division. And Kirk Cousins, you know, if they do that, we'll have a home playoff game at U.S. Bank, which, you know, which should be a hornet's nest for anybody to go up there to try and play.
Baldy, the thing about the Vikings, it feels like they kind of have these alternating years, right? Like they're good, then they're not so good. The defense was bad last year. I'm with you on them if Rodgers doesn't show up. What's your feeling on the Rodgers situation right now, Baldy? We heard the other day he turned down a contract extension. When you picture week one, Packers, Saints, do you think Rodgers under center?
I do, despite all the pushback about what you're hearing right now. And, you know, some of the sound bites that have been kind of released from different people over the last couple of days. I don't believe that Mark Murphy or Brian Gutekunst is going to trade Aaron Rodgers before the season. I don't believe Aaron Rodgers is going to sit out and miss an opportunity to get back to the third straight NFC Championship game and get over it. And I do contend that part of the reason why he had his best season of his career last year was because of the tension that exists between him and the team. I think it got him to just focus and just show everybody just how good he is and how underappreciated he might be. And that kind of tension can be a good thing. With a quarterback who's 37 years old. It may not be, you know, paradise. It might not be the utopian formula, but it got the best out of Aaron Rodgers last year. And I think he's going to be under center week one. I've been saying it all year long. Maybe I'm reading it all wrong, and maybe I don't really have the pulse of Aaron Rodgers. Not many people seem to do, but I believe he'll be under center week one.
Staying in that division, a team that really, really intrigues me right now, and it's a team that I've kind of, I don't know, accidentally adopted over this last couple of years, and that's the Chicago Bears. What is it going to take for them to get over the hump? Because, you know, you mentioned that you already kind of have the Vikings as a favorite, and we know what Green Bay is going to bring to the table, but the Bears is, to me, just always a wild card in that division. What is it going to take for them to compete?
Well, the defense can be very good, especially with Eddie Goldman coming back. I mean, they're, you know, that front, that defensive front of theirs is almost as good as anybody in football. They're going to keep in a lot of games. Akeem Hicks and Robert Quinn and Khalil and Roquan. I mean, that's a good group. You know, offensively, they got to, like, join the 21st century here. You know, I mean, it just looks awful some Sundays. And to me, like, I just don't believe that Justin Fields was drafted where he was and to sit and watch Andy Dalton play. I just don't believe it. Like, I just think it's a matter of time before Justin Fields gets on the field. And they need and have always needed, I don't know, go back to wherever. They needed a dynamic player at that position. And I know Matt Nagy can draw up plays and draw up offense. They need a dynamic quarterback to execute it. And I believe Justin Fields, I don't think you're going to get through six games without seeing him as a starting quarterback at Chicago.
Wow. Six.
Do you think he's ready? Do you think he's ready? I mean, rookie quarterbacks, sometimes, Baldy, they're not ready. Sometimes they are. I mean,
the only way to get ready is to play. And so I thought he was the second-best quarterback coming out after Trevor Lawrence. I mean, you could draft Zach Wilson, all the other stuff that happened. To me, Justin Fields was almost neck and neck with Trevor Lawrence. I mean, athletically, he's second to none. Arm strength, all that stuff, second to none. And then, you know, what he did at Ohio State can't be diminished. I know it's Ohio State and there's great players everywhere, but he was a dynamic player. I mean, that victory against Clemson, you throw six touchdowns in a playoff game. Like that's not an accident. That's talent. And so I don't know. They're going to give him a chance to compete. Like I would. Like let's find out. I mean, I know Patrick Mahomes sat for a year and all that. I understand that. But Kansas City was a playoff team with Alex Smith. That's the only example you can find where sitting really benefited a player. Like bring out another example for me. Like, put these guys on the field and let them play. I mean, the clock is ticking. You got 5 years to go win a Super Bowl with these guys on rookie contracts. The sooner you get them on the field, the better your chances are of winning a Super Bowl.
He's Odyssey expert Brian Baldinger. Brian, thank you so much for joining us today, Baldy. This has been great stuff. I cannot wait for this NFL season, and thank you so much for joining us on BetQL Daily today.
You got it. Anytime. Enjoy, guys.
Appreciate it. That was Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. BetQL is here to help us make better bets through real proven analytics. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. You can also hear Brian with Jason Licanfora on Baldy's Breakdowns with new episodes out every week. Just search Baldy on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Coming up, we're going to talk about the guys who never put your money on. Chris Paul, is he at the top of the list? Probably. We're going to talk about it right here on BetQL Daily. Right after this.